Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda, and I'm so excited about today's guest. I have Mariko Briley with me. Mariko grew up in Alaska living off a fishing boat in the summer when she was not trudging her way through snow to school. She followed her dream to become a pilot and graduated from a world-renowned aeronautical university in Arizona. Mariko returned to Alaska and began giving tours around Mount McKinley. When she reconnected with her childhood friend, who eventually became her husband and got married and pregnant in short order, she decided that maybe being a bush pilot wasn't the best career path. From there, they put all of their eggs in one basket and four suitcases, purchased an online business, willed every last dime they had, and moved out of state. Their new business was an eye-opener to online lead generation and their most popular client, the network marketer. Mariko grew up in network marketing home and noticed her mom encountered the same problem as all of her new clients did. They did not treat their network marketing like a real business and needed help. This, along with her knowledge of online lead generation, paved the way to formation of Ubly in 2010. She and her husband created a program where they teach business owners how to use online tools such as social media to grow and automate their business. Hard work and optimism has led her from $200,000 in business debt to a multi-million dollar business and to live the life of her dreams. It's my pleasure to welcome Mariko.
Hey, Belinda, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm excited too, because my background is in direct selling and network marketing also. So that,
that's really cool.
Yeah, I've had 37 years in that space. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, 25 years. That's as a speaker and consultant, that is the primary space of my clients. And then Work From Your Happy Place has sort of been an extension of that. So we have a lot of people from that audience, as well as entrepreneurs and small business owners and everything else. So I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. I've been in that world as well. My mom is a Mary Kay lady. So I grew up in that world, and a lot of our friends are in tons of all sorts of different network marketing platforms. So very much a part of our lives.
Oh, wonderful. So why don't you then just fill in a little bit of the gaps from your bio and tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey, and just tell us how you got to doing your online business.
For sure. I don't know where to fill in. You covered a lot of my life, all the highlight reels, but let's see. You know, I think a lot of my background, where I grew up and how I grew up, kind of shaped and molded me to where I am today. I always joke that my mom said that from the time I was born, I've been a stubborn old mule, but I think that I've learned how to harness that and help me to accomplish a lot of my goals and the things that I've done. Because, you know, let's face it, it's not easy being a business owner and entrepreneur, and you really have to have a lot of drive and the willpower to keep going. But getting back to kind of filling in the gaps here, I did, as a young child, I wanted to be a bush pilot, which is kind of crazy, but I was born in Alaska, so there's lots of them. And I ended up going to an aeronautical university that was pretty much like a military all boys kind of school, and was one of the only women to graduate with an actual degree. And then later I moved to Alaska to be a bush pilot. That actually really helped me, I guess, build the courage to know that I could handle pretty much any situation. When you fly in the bush in Alaska, have you seen those shows, the Alaskan reality shows?
I have, and I've actually been to Alaska a few times, and I've actually flown into some pretty remote areas in a small plane. So
I was that pilot that flew you into the small remote locations. But yeah, it's kind of it can be an awesome job and a terrifying job at the same time. It really builds one's self-confidence in knowing that you can So if you can survive that, you can survive anything. And yeah, to know that, you know, even though you can come across some pretty interesting and kind of hairy times during your career, in your life, but just knowing that you can make the right decisions that ultimately would save your life and other people, that strength and that courage really helped me to take a big leap of faith and to start an online business of which I knew nothing about. After having a baby and getting married, I realized being a bush pilot really wasn't the safest job out there.
Right.
And, you know, things like seeing my 40th birthday started to become important. So decided that I still wanted to enjoy that lifestyle of freedom and adventure and traveling, but I needed to choose one that wasn't as dangerous. So that's when my husband and I decided, you know what? Let's go into business together. He's a seasoned entrepreneur. Let's do something online where we can still travel and go everywhere we want to go, and not be locked down to that brick and mortar where you have to stay in one spot.
Yep.
And we came up with online. It was an online lead generation business. So that's one thing that every business needs is new clients and leads. So we thought, hey, that's a pretty safe bet. And let's just take a leap of faith. We were really young, and I don't know if I would do that again, but it ended up working really, really well for us and led us ultimately to creating Yubly, which is essentially a social media marketing company that specializes in network marketing. So is that interesting?
Yes, fantastic.
It is. So we thought, you know, there's so many online marketing companies out there, right? There,
yep.
It's a big space. There's lots of people that are doing it. But why not specialize in an industry that traditionally needs a lot of help? They don't have a big online presence. And I know that firsthand growing up in that world, that leads are hard to come by, new clients are hard to come by, and there's not a lot of training outside of going to your friends and family, doing that warm market type of marketing.
Wonderful. So how has the business then shaped your lifestyle today?
Oh, man. So, you know, it kind of worked out in a way that we are able to really be able to take off and go on adventures. Last year, we decided, hey, let's go somewhere cool every month. And we were able to just kind of take off and leave the business, but still be able to work because it's all online. So even though we were in Japan or in London, we could still put in not, I would say, as many hours, but we were able to still keep the business running, still be able to do things and be able to do that crazy, adventurous, you know, traveling all over the world type of stuff.
Absolutely. So where are some other fun places that you went last year? I'd love to hear, like, okay, so you went to some really cool places once a month. What was some of your bucket list there?
So definitely Japan. I'm half Japanese and I have always wanted, so curious about Japan. So that was a big one. We went to all over the island of Japan and it was amazing. Ireland was incredible. Oh, I mentioned London, which is probably one of my favorite spots to go to. And it's also nice that you can be in a foreign land that speaks the same language.
Yes.
Because I'm not very bilingual. Hawaii, I love Hawaii. We actually went there twice, but that was definitely big. We traveled around a lot of the U.S. visiting our family.
Good.
So we went up to Alaska, Colorado. My gosh, where else did we go? I think those are the ones that come to mind.
That's great. So you're not in Alaska now then, living?
Oh, no. That is definitely in the past. Way too cold.
It is cold. That is for sure. That is, the summers are incredible, but I have often thought I don't know if I could survive the winter, seriously, with the being dark all the time. I mean, in Michigan, we get it pretty bad. I mean, but not like Alaska.
Yeah, it's just longer.
Yeah.
It's like 8 months long.
Ah!
I know. It's too much.
All right. So what do you feel are a couple of your greatest skill sets that have really sort of helped you to be successful?
A big one is learning from your mistakes and then be able to move on very quickly. So there's no way of going around making mistakes and failing. That's life. That's how it's going to happen. But being able to say, okay, what can I take away from that? And then to just throw it in the back seat and keep on driving is super important, instead of dwelling and fretting over the future and not making any more mistakes. Another good one is, you know, once you start to grow and get bigger, you will need help. So being able to hire the right type of people, whether it be actual employees or contractors, oh my gosh, is so important. I'm sure you can attest to it. I mean, you've probably started off by yourself and then just kept growing and growing and needed a lot of help to help your business grow and thrive.
Absolutely. You're really only as good as the team around you that supports you. And so you really have to be mindful of that. And I think that though, learning how to start out, so this is like really interesting. I was only 14 at the time, and I actually went to a Mary Kay party with my mother.
Oh, I love it.
And the director there said, oh, like, how would you like to be my assistant tonight? Of course, I was like, whoa. So I did that. But then she said, how would you like to come work at my office 2 days a week after school? And it was awesome because I got to go and like, actually, she became a really good mentor for me. And I actually got to meet Mary Kay Ash when I was 15.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know, it was awesome, right? And I worked, did that 2 days. And so then when I hired my first person to work in my business, she was 14. And she was just doing simple tasks. And then I hired another lady who worked 3 days a week. I think that people always feel like they've got to like dive in and they've got to have this big salary to offer someone. And it's just,
you don't. It's not
and
true.
It is not true. And you start little and you might start part time. And, you know, I've had a co-op student now for a number of years. And I love having a co-op student just because there's mundane tasks that, you know, you don't have to pay a huge salary for, that they're happy to work and they get a grade. But I also feel like at the end of it, I've mentored a young person and they've learned a lot about business by the time they leave here and go to college.
For sure. Yeah, they're getting a lot out of it, just like they're helping you, you're helping them.
Yes, for sure. So I highly recommend that to people too when they're first kind of starting out and trying to figure out, you know, what they need. And then at the same time, understanding as you're growing, don't be cheap, I guess is a good way to say, to hire talented people around you. So it's kind of this fine line of knowing, okay, we're crossing over. So now I need to spend and invest in my team as well. So,
it is important to know the difference of like, okay, are we talking about doing kind of remedial tasks or are we talking about something that's money generating tasks, right?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. So I think that's important. So what would you say is one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that you're super proud of or meaningful for you?
I think I'm most proud of being a working mom and keeping my sanity about 80% of the time. It's, you know, being a mom is probably one of the most difficult things that I've ever done. And being able to balance and juggle between working and owning your own business as well as being a very interactive mom is something that I take extreme pride in. I learned from the greatest, my mom, who I think is the coolest person ever. She worked a lot, but she also was the best mom out there. So big shoes to fill, but also a really good example of what to do. And just trying to emulate that because, you know, our kids are going to be taken over very shortly.
Absolutely.
They need mom to show them what to do. So, yeah, I think being a good, not just a good mom, but somebody to look up to for my kids as well is something that I'm very proud of.
That's great. So the opposite of that, tell us about an obstacle or challenge that you faced and then how did you work through it?
Oh my gosh, that one's easy. And that's being in debt. Being in debt sucks. I have never been so stressed out in my life is when we hit that $200,000 mark in debt. And I was like, what the heck are we going to do? It was, you know, when we first launched Yubly, we didn't know what we were really getting into and didn't understand how much it actually costs to start a business and really get things going and not just start off small. So we wanted to, like, you know, we had our own online lead gen business, kind of thought I was like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I got this. We'll just start Yubly, which is a social media marketing business. And it wasn't as easy as I thought. And it took a lot longer to get traction and get going. So that was definitely one of the biggest obstacles that we've had so far in business. But you know, just keeping your head down, trying to keep a level head and understanding that you got to go through the grind to benefit at the end, really helped myself and my husband just stay in the game, trying to be consistent, plug those leaky holes where they need to be plugged. And I guess the biggest, a really great way, if I had to give any advice for people who are in debt, whether it be business or personal, is knowing the finances, the P&L. Nobody likes the P&L, profit and loss. Nobody likes that spreadsheet. But that's the actual spreadsheet that gave us a really big reality check of where is our money going and how much money is coming in. So without that, I don't know if we would have made it past feeling like the financial burden of being in debt to realizing like, okay, I see that we're in the red over here. We need to let some of these things go, fix this area. And okay, how are we going to increase the positive over here? So the knowing your numbers was really, really important in overcoming that obstacle.
I could not agree more. So, and I know this, and this is like a stereotypical thing because it's not everybody, but I do know it to be true as a whole. And that is women don't like numbers as much as men like numbers.
That's true in our case. Yeah.
Okay. So they're fearful of them. And so when women own businesses, they just, and even the women that are in direct sales, I'm always like, you need to know your numbers. You need to know like what percentage of your people are active. What's the average thing, you know, what average amount does each person sell per month? Like you, in order to grow, you need to know where you're at, as well as like in a small business, like you said, you need to know, all right, we're bringing in a lot of money, but sometimes people are just looking at the money and then they write the bills and they don't realize we're spending more than we're making. And then it only takes several months of doing that. And then suddenly you're in trouble or to lose your one big client that's paying a lot, that's offsetting that a little bit. And then suddenly you still have all the expenses. And I find that to be, that's a great piece of advice. And I could not agree more. And I will tell you the trap that people fall into, just I'm saying this for the listeners because you kind of brought it up, but I think some people do that at the beginning and then they get going and then there's a lot of money coming in and they just feel like they're being profitable and they take on more stuff and they relax and then they're not watching the numbers. And then suddenly they didn't, even though they're bringing in more money, they're not making more money and they're working harder. And at the end of the day, they're making the same amount as when they were smaller. And so I would highly advise people fall into that trap big time and to always make sure and watch your numbers.
Oh yeah. It's almost like a trick, right? Yep. When you start to get successful and you see all this money coming in and you feel so sound, right? Oh, I've made it. I made this the spot that I've been always wanting to go to. But so many times you got a lot of bills on the other end. So you have to know the profits, not just how much is coming in, but the actual profit.
Yep. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
For me, it's balance. Oh my gosh. I am a very structured person. I have to know where I'm going, what I'm doing for the schedule all lined out. So Yeah, I have to have that peace of mind in the balance of life and kind of what direction I'm going. I got to be the captain of my ship, right? And I think, and also balancing not just the business, but also all the other things in life that come up. So family, friends, being able to go on vacations and take that needed time off that everybody needs just to fill your cup again and not have just be running on empty all the time. I work with my husband. I don't know if you have ever had that experience, but it can be quite challenging. Mm-hmm. And being able to find a good workspace environment with your husband is so important. Both of us are very type A personalities, which can get a little heated at times. Mm-hmm. So we actually have offices in separate spots. So I work out, we have an office that's located on our property, but not part of the house. And that's where I work at. And my husband works in the house. So just having that separation is a really good, much needed balance for us. So we're not constantly in each other's hair all the time in work and after work as well.
I think that's awesome. I think balance and space are huge. And I love it that you have a different space right on your own property. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Have to.
So when we built our new house, it was like I wanted a space for myself and the employees that was kind of separated from the house with a different mm-hmm. entrance that I could at least feel like I had my home to me. And then my husband works out of the home too, a part of the time. And so his is on the polar opposite end of the house and he has his own studio. So it is so really nice.
It's yeah. nice. Yes, it is nice. Cause not only are you working with this person, but you're seeing them after work as well.
Right.
So I can't be around the same person 24/7, even if it is the love of my life and my husband, I just have to have some time to myself.
Absolutely. And I think it's good to recognize that. And there's nothing wrong in recognizing it. I think some people feel guilty or they mm-hmm. Deal with kind of lots of other emotions. And I just think owning it and knowing what's going to work best for you in that situation is then what makes the best situation best for everybody, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure.
So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
You know, I thought about that question and I think about that a lot because it is something that people ask a lot. And, you know, it changes from time to time, but I always come back to make sure it's something that you really want. Everyone gets wrapped up in this idea of, oh, I'm in control of everything. I can make as much money as I want. I can leave. They have this crazy idea of what it's like to be an entrepreneur and to own your own business. But in fact, you know, there are those great things, but there's a lot of hard work behind it. In fact, this is the hardest I have ever worked in my life is having my own business. And not only that, but being responsible for our employees as well and other people's lives too. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of pressure and a lot of stress that comes with it. So you really have to know what you're getting into and understand that it takes a lot of drive, a lot of thick skin, and just the will to make it work to be a good entrepreneur. You don't have to have any special skill. You don't have to have a long line of fellow entrepreneurs, the family name. Mm-hmm. That stuff doesn't matter. What I find that mattered most in being an entrepreneur and starting my own business was just the need to succeed, the willingness to wake up every morning, brush yourself off, even if you've failed 200 times and say, okay, today's a new day. I'm going to make it better and I'm going to make this the best day and really not giving up when it gets hard.
Very good. That's great advice. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on? And then how can our listeners find you?
Oh my gosh. So excited. I'm working on my first book with Dustin. Dustin's already written a book and now I'm like, it's my turn. So, together we are writing a book about online marketing and how to simplify it and make it easy, because people think it's like the most difficult thing in the world. And when you talk about it, they're just like run kind of, or their eyes glaze over. Like they don't even want to hear about it because it's too difficult. But we created a book and a system and a program and a way to make marketing and using online actually easier to build your business, to get in new leads and to get in clients. So that's something we've been working really hard on doing and coming out. It should be coming out this fall.
I was just going to ask, do you have any idea when that's going to be coming out?
Projected time is fall. Okay. And I don't like to put an actual date on it because I know it always gets pushed back. But yeah, this year in fall, it's going to be, we call it the client attraction system.
That's awesome.
And so we're working really hard on it. And that's kind of been our main focus around here.
So my advice is, and maybe you do have one and you just don't want to say it, and that's fine because I wouldn't either, but definitely have a date. Like,
okay.
Because I'm going to tell you something, and that is, and I'm very driven too, very driven, very goal oriented. I'm just like you. I like systems. I like schedules. I like things to be in a certain order. I'm listening to you, and I think we're probably similar in some of our just mindset and probably the way we attack things and things like that.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what, until I had a deadline date, this is when the book is going to release. Like, it is going to release on this day. And it was pre-sold on Amazon as this would be the release date. So our release date.
Oh, wow. So you were like committed.
Yes, ma'am. So it went up. We started doing pre-marketing. And so the launch date was, I think, October 10th, if I should remember that, or October 3rd. It might have been the 3rd because it was the 10th when it would have been 7 days, like when we knew we had a bestseller and it was super exciting. And,
oh, so cool.
It was cool. But we had to do all of our pre-marketing. So I think that it was announced and put up in June for pre-sales. So we knew, like, when it was completely done but not edited. So it was completely finished by the end of June. And I remember June 30th just going, whew, that's it. It's done. And then it went into the editing process.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm a little weary of, because I know it takes a long time. It took, 4 months or 5 months for you to get that done?
The editing?
Yeah, where is it?
I think the editing was done by the end of August. So it was July, August, and then in September it might have been the 1st of September, but it was, then all the book was edited. So then that was the last minute things, like the foreword and the clothes and the, like
all
the little.
You don't really even think about,
yes,
right?
Yes, yep. Yep, that was at the very end. And then it went to print, and then it actually released on October 3rd. But if I hadn't had the date of October 3rd, because I've been trying to get a second book out, it's 75% done. And I keep saying, well, it's okay. We'll move it to spring. We'll move it to fall. Because then I get super busy and I haven't gotten it done. And it's my own fault. I mean, but
that's kind of what's going on right now. I mean, we're so busy, slammed with work. And then, you know, you kind of, like, I wouldn't want to say it's on the back burner, but it's definitely, if you don't have a date to it, it's kind of the thing that gets shifted around your work schedule.
And I think it'll be a good book. So I, for one, will get it and recommend it. So I just want to see you finish it. So my recommendation to you is put a big old date up there, get pre-sale going, force yourself to get this done.
That is good. You know, that is great advice, because that's what you do with goals, right? You have to put a date to it. So it's the same thing. It's a goal for the book. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
You've motivated me.
Awesome. So where can people find you?
Oh, you can just go to our website. So it's youbly.com, youobly.com, and check out exactly what we have to offer. see if it'll be a good fit for you guys. We train and teach and also offer services for network marketing, for social media marketing to network marketers.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. It has absolutely been delightful chatting with you today.
Of course. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.